good to see everybody this morning. You look outside and it looks like fall outside today. We've had a few days of fall weather. Football season's in full bloom. And so you know what time of year that is? That we've gotten back to upward time again. And we haven't talked a lot about upward through the summer or since the end of last season, which ended back in February. So we thought we'd take our time this morning to talk about upward. I've got a couple of things I want to try to accomplish here. First off, I want to make sure that everybody's aware of where the opportunities are for you to get involved and to help with Upward. Upward is such a large part of the ministry that we try to do here at Forest Mill. It's been going on about 12 years now. I believe we're going into our 13th year. And we think it's had a really good impact on our community and our church family here. So we want to talk about ways that you can get involved if you want to get involved. And then I want to talk a little bit about why we need to be involved, why it's so important, and maybe weave a little bit of a lesson and some thoughts in there along with that as well. And then when I'm done, Hayden will come back up and we'll spend a little time worshiping and take the Lord's Supper together. So the first thing I want to do this morning is grab my clicker and talk about some of the things that you can do to get involved in Upward Basketball. First and foremost, we want to surround Upward in prayer. Just like anything that we want to do in service to our community or any work that we want to do here, we want to surround it with prayer. And that goes for Upward as well. And Deidre Webb has actually a list, and we want to ask folks to grab one of these lists from Deidre, and it's a weekly prayer list, I guess you could call it, starting this week, and each week there's going to be things that we want folks to be praying about. So if that's something you're willing to do, if you're willing to spend some time each week in prayer, praying for Upward, then grab one of these lists, and it'll give you a weekly thing to be praying about all the way through the whole season. And since we're talking about prayer, I think it'd be appropriate to start with a prayer this morning. So I've asked Ken to lead us in a prayer just for this upcoming season and all the things that'll be going on as we get ready for Upward. And he's working in the booth as he normally does, so he'll lead us from back there. But if you would, let's pray together as we get started.
Father, we want to come to you and talk to you about this upcoming Upward season. There's just so many opportunities to serve you through this, and we trust you to bring the kids and families to participate, and we just trust you to provide the coaches and the other volunteers that are needed for this ministry, and just help us to remember what this ministry is about, to show your love to these kids and their families and to this community. And we just ask you to help us to be continually aware of their needs throughout this season. Especially help the coaches to reach these kids through their example and their teaching. And want you to help us to give you the glory throughout this whole Upward season, and our prayer is that you are praised through it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
And so over the next couple of slides, I'm going to be showing you all the different areas where we always need help, where there's always opportunities, and it's got the person's name there that's kind of going to be heading up that part of the ministry. So I want to encourage you, as you go through here, find that thing that sticks out to you and say, you know, where you say, hey, I can do that. That's something that I can be a part of. And see who the person is that's in charge and go talk to them about it and find out what you can do to get involved. So each week we have, at the games, we have a halftime devotional. And that's an opportunity for you. If you've got a favorite scripture, or if you would like to share with some folks things that God has done in your life, that's an opportunity for you to do that. You know, sometimes we think, I don't ever get the opportunity to to share what I would like to share with folks. Well, there's an opportunity. You have about 4 or 5 minutes at halftime of the games to share Jesus with some folks and to share what he's done in your life. The concessions are such a big part of our ministry because it provides funding for a lot of kids to play. I believe roughly 30% of the kids that play upward get some sort of financial help to play. They can't afford to play, but they can come here and play. And the concession stand is a good way for us to raise money to help pay for for those kids that can't afford to pay themselves. So Michael and Monica are heading that up. If that's something you think you can help with for an hour or two or three on a Saturday, talk to those guys. Derek has been going out already, I believe, and getting signs and some businesses and some information to schools. If you know of places where we might be able to advertise or put a poster in the window or anything like that to spread the word, get with Derek and see if you guys can figure out a good place to advertise that. Popcorn doesn't sound like a big deal, but that is a big deal when it comes to Upward. We've been doing that for every year since we started. We give free popcorn to everyone that comes in the door. It's kind of like, I always kind of think of it as kind of like the Walmart greeter, you know? When you walk in, what's better than getting a bag of popcorn? And by the way, it's really good popcorn. The machine back there makes great popcorn. But it's just a way to make folks feel welcome when they walk in the door. And while they're sitting there watching the kids play, you know, kids go around and pass out free popcorn. So Ray and Lori, head up that and get volunteers for that. It's easy to do, and it's something that you can do to help serve and just put a smiling face on our Upward program when folks walk in the door on a Saturday. Ken heads up trying to have announcers and the scoreboard and doing those types of things. You know, we've got a great scoreboard back there that projects up on the wall. We like to have announcers during the game that can kind of be exciting and tell what's going on and call out the kids' names when they make a basket and things like that. So if you've got any, you know, folks in here that feel like they might have a little Howard Cosell down inside somewhere or you know, want to express that, get with Ken and maybe he can get you set up to help with that. And then maybe my favorite ministry is the lunch ministry, because I don't know why we waited so long to do this, but over the last few years, we've had folks come and provide lunch for the people who are working. The folks that tend to stay all day and work. It's really great to have someone just bring lunch for those guys. So if you can, if that's something you think you could help out with, Lisa kind of heads that up. Game day coordination, that's the folks that keep us on time and make sure everybody's where they're supposed to be when the game starts. Marina schedules those folks. It's a really important part of the ministry because you want it to look like we're organized and we know what we're doing and we do things on time and we put some importance in that. And I'm really proud to say that I think we do a fantastic job of that. I don't know that we've ever been more than 5 or 6 or 7 minutes late to start a game, which is really unusual over all the games that we've had. So it's an important job that we always need help with. Evaluations and registration, that's actually coming up next weekend, so that's why we wanted to go ahead and talk about it today. Saturday the 10th and then Monday and Tuesday of the following week is when kids will be coming in and signing up. Zach Shelton's going to head up the actual stuff that goes on in the gym where we run kids through a few little drills and things to try to equal out the talent so the teams are as equal as we can possibly get them. He always needs 8 or 10 or 12 people out there to help do that for a couple hours. So if that's something that sounds good to you, talk to Zach. Cindy's going to be heading up the folks that are sitting in the dining area over here that actually sign the kids up and they size their uniforms and things like that. If that's something you can help with, see Cindy. And then Marina's going to be heading up the cheerleading sign-ups. So if that's something that you're interested in, if you've got a little cheerleading in your background maybe and you'd like to help out with that, talk to Marina about that. And then coaches, you know, of all the folks that work in Upward, the folks that probably invest the most time and effort and have the opportunity to make a really huge impact on these kids are the coaches. And we have basketball coaches and cheerleading coaches that we need. If that's something you think you would like to do, please let us know. We'd love to get you involved in that, either coaching a team or helping coach a team, because you get an opportunity one-on-one to make a difference in these kids' lives. And you don't have to be a great basketball mind to coach upward basketball. We've had coaches that have coached before that never played, that really didn't know a lot about it. Upward provides a lot of great information and stuff to help you do that. So you don't have to be a great basketball coach or a great mind to do that. You just have to love kids. You just have to be willing to spend a couple of hours a week with these kids and mentor them and help them. Referees, the same way. The referees out there are more like coaches on the floor. They're kind of, you know, when the little guys, you know, you got to kind of tell them which way to go and which basket is theirs and not to pile up on the floor. You know, that's for football. And so it's more, you know, like herding cats is what I always like to say. But you got kids just, you know how they do. They just run around in a big pile chasing the ball. So the referees try to keep them going in the right direction. But it's a good way to minister. It's a good way to teach while you're on the floor with the kids, and it's a good way to minister to the crowd and the folks that are there to see how you're interacting with the kids. And then finally, you've always got to, at the end of the day, you know, all that popcorn winds up on the floor and under the bleachers and everywhere. You know, you could go back there right now, and if you looked hard enough, you could find some popcorn probably from last season. So it's really important that we get the place cleaned up real good after that. So that takes an hour or two at the end of the day on Saturday. If that's something you think you can help out with, Elaine Markram will be heading that up. So hopefully, out of all of that stuff that I've talked about, you've made a note and said, hey, that's an area that I could help out in. That's an area that I'd like to be involved in, and you know the person that you need to contact. There's sheets in the holders that have all this information on it as well. If you need to grab one of those when you leave. So why do we want to get folks involved? Why do we think it's important? Why has this church family spent the last 12 years putting a lot of time and effort into Upward Basketball? Well, it's because we think it's a great ministry. We think it's an opportunity for us to share Jesus with people and to reach our community. And I've got four quick things I want to talk about. First off, it's because the kids are worth it. The kids that come in this building to play Upward Basketball, they're worth every second that we can put in to them, invest in their lives, and teach them. Now, some of the pictures I have are kind of old school. Ken dug in the archives, so you might notice some. Like that's Jared Davis there on the far left, and now he's the quarterback at Tennessee Tech. You know, so that's been a while back, and that's Miss Linda there coaching, and Chad Jacobs and some other folks you might recognize. But the kids are worth it. And it was, you know, kids were important to Jesus. This is a familiar verse that I know that a lot of you folks have seen, but I think it's a good one to look at as we talk about this morning. Talks about people bringing children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. They said, no, get the kids. This is too important for these kids. Get the kids out of the way. Jesus doesn't have time for that. Jesus has got more important things to deal with than these little kids. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Children were important to Jesus. Children need to be important to us. And it's kind of easy sometimes to do like the disciples did there and just kind of think of them more as an annoyance sometimes than an important child in God's eyes. There's nothing more precious than a little child. Ken and Marina and I were talking over this last week about some of our favorite things that have happened in Upward. And man, you just stories just come back and you just think of all the cool things that have happened. And I think I shared with you guys before the little girl that, you know, 6 or 7 year old little girl that was so scared to play that she wouldn't even run out when they announced her name. You know, at the beginning of the game, everybody gets their name announced and They run out, you know, to music and everything. Well, this little girl was so scared, she wouldn't even do that. She ran through the curtain, and she saw the crowd, and she turned around and ran back in. And I think that day her mom actually had to go out and kind of hold her by the hand. Well, one of our teens that was helping coach at the time, Blair Sink, went out there during the game and ran up and down the court with her and held her hand and told her where to go and what she needed to be doing. And she gained enough confidence over a week or two of that to be able to stay out there by herself. Then she started getting a little more confidence and getting a little bit better. And by her fourth, fifth, sixth grade year, I'm not kidding, she was one of the best players that we had in this league. And who knows if she would have ever played at all had someone not taken a little bit of time to invest in her and to help her and to help her confidence grow and to get her out there and make her feel more comfortable. And I think about kids that have come through here with physical disabilities that couldn't play anywhere else. You know, I had a young man that played a few years ago that had cerebral palsy, and he could barely walk, could barely get around, but he was able to go out there and play basketball, and it was just cool how the kids ministered to him. They didn't have that cutthroat, win-at-all-costs thing. They could see that there's an opportunity for a kid to get ministered to, and I mean, I'll never forget the day that he made a basket in a game. The entire gym erupted with cheers. All the kids on the floor, you know, were cheering. Far transcends anything about the competition or who wins or loses or anything. And now that young man comes back and helps assistant coach. He's too old to play now, but now he's returning some of those blessings that he got to some of the kids that he gets to deal with. Kids have enough bad influences out there, right? I mean, you think about just everything that they're bombarded with on a daily basis. If you turn on the TV or log on to the internet or turn the radio on, or if you walk by the magazine rack at Walmart, there's just bad influences there. And that stuff is there every day, all day, and it kind of bombards our kids with stuff. So we need to take the opportunity to grab those kids and give them some good stuff, you know, to combat all of the bad stuff that they get to see every day in their lives. I think I've shared this with you before, but it always made an impression on me. Kaz McCaslin is the guy that started Upward Basketball, you know, I think it's 20 or 25 years ago at his church. And now it's grown into just hundreds of thousands of kids that are involved in Upward Basketball every year. But we went to a conference one of the first years, and he said this. He said, "It's a race to the heart of a child, and the first one there wins." And that is so true, because a young child, their heart is pure. You know, it's open. It's eager to learn. It's like a sponge. It's just soaking in everything that's thrown their way. And unfortunately, like I talked about a minute ago, I think there's a lot of bad stuff that's getting thrown their way out in the world today. So we need to grasp this opportunity to throw some good stuff in there. We need to be the ones to win those hearts before they get older. And parents, I'm this is important. We're so blessed with tons of little kids right now, and I just love that. I love hearing the kids cry out and scream out during the worship service. It makes me feel good to know that we've got all of these young guys here, and they're getting the good stuff. We're trying to win their hearts first, and we need to do that before the world. Because once they get to a certain age, it gets a lot more difficult, and I think we all know that. So we need to be in this race for children's hearts, and we need to try to be the first ones there and win those hearts for God instead of letting other influences take over. This verse in Deuteronomy is when Moses was talking to the Israelites after the Exodus, and he's reminding them of where they've been and what God's done for them. And in the chapter before, he kind of went back over the Ten Commandments and the laws and the things that God had laid out for them. And he says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children." It's not just for you. Impress these on your children. "Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on your door frames of your houses and on your gates. He's saying, make that a part of everything that you do in your life, is what God has commanded us to do. The stuff that's come down from God, that's the important stuff, and make it a part of everything you do. If he was writing that to us today, he might say, impress these on your children. Talk about them when you sit down to watch TV, when you go to soccer practice or basketball practice, when you sit down and eat dinner together, when you're driving to McDonald's. Talk about these things. Impress these things on your kids' hearts. It's so important, and that's one of the roles, I think, that we can provide, or one of the things that we can help with in Upward Basketball, is impressing these things from God on these children. The second thing that I think is important and why we invest in Upward is it's a chance to serve and do good and open our doors to the community. And I am so proud of this congregation for the way that we open our doors to the community and we try to get involved in things in the community. You guys may remember, it's been several years ago, it really stuck with me. Mike Lewis was talking to us, and he showed a picture of a church that during Bonnaroo had put a fence around it and locked it off. Basically said, stay out, we don't want you here. And that just, it just breaks my heart to think that the vision that that gives the world, a church building with a fence around it and locked gates. I mean, what does that tell the world? What does that tell these Bonnaroo kids that are walking by there? And I understand they were trying to protect their property, but there's more important things than that. Those are the kind of people that Jesus came and died for. We should have welcome signs on our church buildings, hoping those people will come in so that we get an opportunity to get to know them and minister to them. I hope and pray that we never, and I don't think we do, but I hope and pray we never have that image in our community, that we don't want folks here. And that's something that we can do in Upward. We can open our doors to the community and let them know that we want them to be here. It's a verse in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 through 10. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. So we've got something to be thankful for there, right? Something good there to be thankful for. But he goes on, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, that so that no one can boast. Here's the verse I want you to dig out of this, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. That's what we're created for, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Doesn't say we were created to come here and work our lives and build a big retirement and, you know, go sit on the beach until we die. It doesn't say that. It says we were created to do good works. And that's an opportunity that we have right here, to open our doors to the community and to serve people through our Upward ministry. Thirdly, I think a good reason to invest is it makes our church look good in the community. And you know, Chris talked about that a lot. One of our main jobs is to make God and make the church look good in our community. And unfortunately, a lot of times, I don't think people look on churches with a positive light sometimes. Sometimes they see churches as, sometimes they see them with fences around them and locked gates, which doesn't make the church look good in our community. I found this interesting, this survey that I found that was conducted back in 2008 by a group called Lifeway Research. They went out and they just talked to unchurched people, people that were not affiliated with any kind of church or religion at all. And they went out and talked to them and they did a survey, and it was a big long survey, but these are a few things that I pulled out. 79% of unchurched people think Christianity is more about organized religion than loving God and people. So they see churches as these structured rule-keeping, judgmental, cliquish kind of places where other folks aren't really welcome. They didn't see it as a place where the people there are mainly there because they love God and they love people. They didn't see it that way. 72% of them think that most Christians live one way when they're at work and out in the community and live another way when they're in here on Sunday morning, and that turns people off, you know. 3/4 of the people that were surveyed in this kind of felt that way. 44% of them said Christians get on their nerves. And I think maybe it's because of those first two things, because of the way a lot of times they think Christians are, you know, being judgmental and self-righteous. But the last one's the one that gives me hope and gives me something that I want us to talk about. 78% of those people surveyed said they would be willing to listen to someone tell them about their Christian beliefs. That kind of caught me off guard, because the first part of it sounds kind of negative, but people are willing to listen to us if we'll get past not looking judgmental or self-righteous, not having fences locked up. If they see us as people that love God and love people, then they're willing to listen to us tell them about why we love God and why we love people. I found that really interesting. You know, people are willing to listen if we will do it in a loving way, in a caring way. And if we'll put God and people first, then they'll listen to us. And we've got so many things, you know, going on right now that I think it's just important to remind, you know, of all of the good stuff that's going on, that where I think our church is trying to do a really good job. You look at Upward, you look at One Day, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. It's a chance for our church to have a positive light in this community. Good Sam, today is Good Sam Day. And when we pass the communion or the collection plate around here in a little while, hopefully we'll help with that. That's a way to make church, the church here, and God look good in our community. Our missions. You know, we've got folks in Honduras right now, or I guess they're on their way home right now, but they've been there this past week ministering to people. When we do that, it makes God look good. The Hope Outreach that Joel talked about, Manchester Hope Outreach, divorce care, our youth, and there's a lot more. But there's a lot of things going on here that I think that I'm really proud to say makes Forest Mill, we're trying to make God look good in this community. And I think through Upward and these different things that it's important that we continue to do that. And then finally, you know, another important reason to invest in Upward is because our number one job here is to share Jesus. It's to share Jesus with people. When Jesus was ascending, the last thing that he said before he left his disciples was, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation." And we get an opportunity to do that. Just think about how many people we have a chance to influence. I think, you know, just kind of doing quick math in my head, which is kind of scary, but on any given Saturday, I think we have anywhere from 500 to 700 people come into our gym. And we get an opportunity to share Jesus with those people every Saturday. The kids that play, every week, the coach shares with them a scripture and a verse and a devotional and gives them verses to take home and memorize. We're getting a really good opportunity here to go in the world and preach the good news by opening our doors to our community and sharing Jesus with these people that come in. So I hope that through what we've talked about today, we've accomplished a couple of things. One, I hope that I've sparked some interest in you to find a place where you can get involved in this great ministry and help reach people and help tell our community about Jesus. And I hope that I've shown you how important these kids are. You know, we don't get that many opportunities to share Jesus with these little guys, and this is a great opportunity for us to do that. And I wanted to close one last thing. Did you get this where it'll work, Ken? One last thing is you get to see moments like this right here. That's Isaac Pauly, by the way. And Hayden Taylor. So anyway, I hope through what we've talked about this morning, it's you know, part of my job is Marina challenged me to try to get people excited about Upward, and I don't know if I've accomplished that or not, but I hope that in a little way that I have sparked some excitement for those folks that work in Upward. Get the blood flowing and get ready for it next week because it's here. And then I hope that that you've been encouraged to maybe find a spot where you can get involved. So I'm going to have Hayden come up now. We'll get into some of our worship time together. And I just want to end by saying, just remember always, the shepherds are always available for you. If after services today you need anything that we might be able to help you with, be sure and grab one, and we'll be happy to pray with you.